What is going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
Please let me drown. Please let me drown.
All right. What is going on, guys? I hope you're having a fantastic day, week, month, year, whatever the fuck you're doing. I hope you're doing it right, and I hope you're just living life to the fucking fullest. I got today with me here, Grizzly. And you heard that right. Like motherfucking Grizzly up in this bitch. What's going on, Grizzly?
What's going on, my boy? How you been?
Dude, you already know me. I'm always living my best life, bro. But dude, man, we finally did it. You're finally here, bro. We've talked about it enough, man. You're finally on the podcast.
Yep, dude, since day one, you were like, I gotta have Grizzly on the podcast.
Gotta have Grizzly, man.
And I was so down. I was so down, man. And then fucking life hit me. As an adult, man, shit got crazy.
Bro, life get busy, man. Life get busy for sure, man. Out of nowhere, too. Next thing you know, you're like, holy fuck, a month has passed.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes time just flies when you're just busy as a motherfucker.
It's a constant, like, flow, man. Like, time doesn't stop for us. That's some real shit. Time doesn't stop
for
us.
No, it does not. That's some shit. And as always, I'm higher than a giraffe's penis right now.
Oh, God.
Dude, I'm fucking, that bling got me good, man. What's it? Atlas, bro? Atlas wiggling his tail under the table, just smacking my knee right now. Dude, the worst thing is, dude, my favorite color is black. Like, I love wearing black. Well, my favorite color is black and royal blue. Those are my two favorite colors. They're equal.
Right.
I always wear black. And he sheds so much. I end up just becoming him most of the time, dude. Yeah. I'll go through lint brushes. I go through lint brushes like no other. Hey, Atlas. Bro, just go lay on the bed, man. Go lay on the bed or something.
Yeah, he just doesn't know what he wants to do with his life.
No. You know what? Go explore, dude. I'm going to let you out to the world. Go, man.
Be free.
Be free. Just don't chase the cat. Yeah, go downstairs. Mm-hmm. You're free, dude. What is that? I'm free.
I'm free. Master has given Dobby clothes. Dobby is free.
Dude, Harry.
Master has given Dobby a sock.
Or was it that
means? It was a sock.
Yeah, but Master has given Dobby a clock. Dobby is a thong.
Dude, I fucking love Harry Potter though. On some real shit, I love Harry Potter.
All right, now real shit. Did you read the books?
No, oh. I can't read, bro.
I feel that though. I feel that.
I mean, I can read, but I hate reading though. Like, it's just, dude, man, like fucking. I had dyslexia hard as a kid, bro. Hard ADD too. I mean, mm-hmm. I still got ADD, bro, and it shows all the time. Dude, I had to get so much tutoring for my, like, dyslexia. Like, I, like, read shit, like, backwards. Like, you know, like, dog would be bog.
Yeah.
Fucking all that shit, bro. Spelling was terrible.
Dude, but, I'm the same way, man.
It killed reading for me, man. I love movies. Yeah. I love movies. But, dude, killed reading for me. Even though, like, I could totally read, I just never want to, any, like, at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It stopped being a skill in my...
Yeah, it was like a fucking chore all the time, bro.
For
having
real?
To fucking... Like, it was like you had to relearn how to read.
Every day.
It was like, yeah, you were just kind of like halfway there, and you just had to like, oh, it was terrible.
Yep.
It was kind of cool. I mean, it wasn't like awful because like my tutors were pretty lit. I had like these two guys that they were in college, and I think I was like their like credits or something. You know, they're doing like they were tutors for like something in college.
Right.
Or whatnot. I know they like tried to explain it to me one time. I was like this elementary school kid. Dude.
You were
like, yeah.
What are you talking
about? Like, for sure, dude. But, like, it was sick because we'd be, like, we'd do it in the library, and then at the end, they'd, like, we'd go to, like, the playground, and they'd let me just fucking, like, kick it on the, like, jungle gyms and shit.
Hell yeah.
And they, like, encouraged me to, like, swing super high and jump off and stuff like that, dude. They were lit, bro. They would be doing it, too, man. They were super cool, bro.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah. But shout out to those guys.
Yeah, shout out to those guys.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you guys ever remember tutoring at Deer Ridge Elementary School in Fort Wayne, Indiana... Dude, I was that kid. I love you guys.
Hit this man's up.
Yeah, for reconnect, man. That'd be so cool, dude. Reconnect with me. Let's go swing again, guys.
Dude, definitely.
See who can jump the furthest this time, folks, now that I'm all grown.
Hell yeah. That's how you do it.
Catch me at the park. Let's go. 5 o'clock. And fly out to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So give me a couple months to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Let me wait for my next.
Let's get in touch. Let's get in touch, bro.
Hey, cheers to you, man.
Oh, cheers, my guy. Fucking cheers to you, Grizzly.
How
did that name even come to be, Grizzly?
So, when I first started going to the bonfires.
Oh, yeah. You guys know about the legendary bonfires. I've talked about them a couple times on here.
Oh, dude. If y'all know about the bonfires,
no one actually I don't think no one actually knows. You never know. You never really know. You'll never really know.
It's a toss up every day, every weekend. It is a toss up.
I've seen someone get knocked out with like brass knuckles there. I've seen a girl get fingered at by a bonfire, like straight up finger blasted. Like, oh, that was wow,
dude.
People
standing on the fire. It's a bunch of cowboys.
Wannabe cowboys.
Marine cowboys and Navy.
So some of them, bro, because I know, like, when I was in and shit, bro, there's plenty of guys from the deep south because, you know, in the military, you can come from all over.
Yeah.
Like, all over. It's those motherfuckers that are, like, from San Diego, like, all cowboys, but, like, I don't know, dude. They try even having accents and shit.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, yo, you trying too hard, bro.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're from San Diego. You have a
San We don't have them accents.
No. No, we don't.
No, dude. Like,
we all at some point sound the same.
What do you mean?
Like for San Diegans,
San Diegans?
San Diegans, bro. That's what they're called. We San Diegans have, like, I don't know. We all talk in a certain monotone voice. It's always like never too high, never too low. It's like right in the middle.
I don't know. I'm loud as fuck.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I was born in Virginia, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But I call San Diego home. This is where I mainly grew up, man. I love San Diego. But it's chilling, bro. Fucking, I'll be sad to leave it for a year. And then fucking.
Yeah, that homesick's gonna kick your ass, bro.
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, bro.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude. Trust me, I don't get homesick, my guy.
I forgot that.
I just vibe, dude.
Dude.
I'm just enjoying life, dude.
Hell yeah.
Every which way, every turn, bro. I'm just here for it all, man. I'm having a good time.
That's how you do it.
That's how, yeah, dude. Life is simple. We're the ones that complicate it, man.
On God, bro. That is awesome, real shit. Like that topic right there. Like, we all make things complicated. That is some real shit right there.
Yeah, dude. If you just treated everyone like another human being with respect, dignity, and kindness, bro, everyone would just get along.
Yeah, the world.
Everyone just smoked weed too.
Yeah,
that'd probably help out.
And I'm sorry for the people who are allergic to weed, because y'all are missing out, man.
We feel for you.
Weed is not a bad drug.
There's got to be a way to get around the allergy, right? Or is it like they're allergic to like THC?
So there's 10 different things to marijuana itself. So you have CBD,
yeah,
THC, fucking
your cannabinoid, cannabidiol, whatever.
Yeah, the other things.
This product contains cannabis, a Schedule 1 controlled. No, whatever. Keep them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ingredients, cannabis flower. Cannabis is known to the state. I don't fucking know. Isn't it like on the fucking, doesn't tell you? THC, CBD, total cannabinoids.
Yep, cannabinoids.
35. That's pretty solid. It's called fucking Government Oasis.
Oh?
Yeah, fucking made by Kana Valley. Or not made by Grown. Grown by Canyon Valley, yeah. Some good shit. I picked it up today, actually.
Hell yeah.
Fucking out off the charts dispensaries. Fucking up in Vista.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I normally am always around, like, Lakeside, Ramona, El Cajon. Because, like, unfortunately, that's where I grew up.
Why do you say unfortunately?
Because.
The worst areas. Well, a lot of more wannabes than fucking actual, like, dangerous dudes there.
Yeah, that's,
like,
that's,
you know, facts. The real ones. You know the real ones, and you know, like, hey, fucking, I'm just not gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the mindset that people have that live in those, like, cities, those little mini cities. They are all, well, some of them, in the part of El Cajon that I live in, most of them are real, like, gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Like, not wannabes, not, like, fakes. No, these are some down fools. Down fools.
Yeah.
And
those are the real ones.
Yeah. Those are the OGs. Those are the
fucking OGs, yeah.
Those are the people who, like, are still today in that shit.
Yeah, dude. I mean, me personally, man, I would not want to be in that lifestyle, bro.
It's not a good lifestyle.
It's not a good lifestyle, man. It's just, it, I mean, if it's for you, it's for you, I guess. Like, you know, it's fun to think about, like, that Scarface fantasy type shit, bro. Man, mm-hmm. being like a kingpin, but, like, what it takes to actually get to that point, bro.
Is a
fucking
lot.
Brutal. You gotta be brutal, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking. You gotta be ready to fucking chop some heads off.
You better be able to fucking put somebody in a bucket of acid and make sure you hide all the acid.
Exactly, bro. You better be ready to fucking kill some motherfuckers. Kill some family, bro. Yeah. You can kill some innocent people on your journey to become a drug kingpin.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you gotta have the know-how.
Yeah, you gotta be smart too, man. Yeah, you gotta be smart.
You gotta be smart. You gotta be
outwitting the feds and shit, bro. You gotta find new ways to get the shit wherever you need to get it in the world, bro.
Yep.
You gotta be fucking, and you can't let anyone challenge in your power. Yep. You gotta be ready to, like, fucking schwack
shoot
a friend,
your homie.
Yeah, shoot a homie just because he questioned you.
Yep,
bro.
Like that's the.
Bro, I'm so high. Like, I was just there, bro.
Dude,
I was just
that's
thinking
just
about that
that's
shit,
how
but,
like, it is though. It's but, like is. There's no going up unless you're down. You know what I mean? Like, you have to.
Yeah, explain that.
Like you have to do some crazy shit. Like you were saying.
Yeah, you gotta start on the bottom.
You gotta
and work
start
on the top.
The fucking,
work your way up.
Before dirt. Like.
Yeah, dude, the guys that are just getting rid of the bodies.
Yeah.
The ones that are the ones.
Cleanup crew.
Yeah, cleanup crew. Or the ones that are sent to shoot, and, like, shoot the person they don't think you're gonna, like, get away.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta prove yourself. You're gonna be in a fucked up situation. You gotta get yourself away from that shit. Or you gotta get locked up and not snitch.
Yeah, that's facts.
You gotta show that, like, but, oh, that would be the worst. Imagine being one of them guys that they just fucking send on something, and then you get locked up for, like, 20 years.
20 to life, 30 to life.
And you can't fucking talk. You can't snitch.
Yep.
You just fucking wasted 20 years of your life.
For nothing. For nothing. Because then
you know,
have to do more.
There's a fucking show. You ever watch, I think it's on Paramount Plus, fucking with Sylvester Stallone. It's called, like, Tulsa King, and something about that. Like, he was in prison, like, for, like, killing a man, which he didn't kill the guy. He was actually, he took the blame for, like, the boss's son.
Right.
And fucking, he did, like, 20, like, 5 years.
Holy shit.
And fucking, he got out, and fucking, they end up sending him to, like, Tulsa, like, the middle of fucking nowhere.
What?
Fucking Tulsa to, like, basically start getting more income for the family and shit.
Right.
Like, so, like, he goes to set up, like, different fronts and shit.
Right. And, different, like, establishments.
Yeah, but, like, you know, finding out, like, that they weren't, like, really loyal. But, like, they weren't even really loyal to him. But, like, it kind of, like, showed, like, he fucking, like, he expected all the shit. When he got out, he was like, damn, they didn't, like, he's like, I gave 25 years of my fucking life for this shit, for the family and all that. But, like, realizing it was, like, not worth it, that they were actually, like,
they were actually just screwing him over.
Yeah, like, they were just looking out for themselves and
shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, like, he was like, fuck.
Yep.
Like, it's a good show, though. Definitely check it out.
I will definitely check that
out. It was pretty solid. Sylvester Stallone, man. You know, it's pretty cheesy. It's not, like, the greatest of shows, but, like, it's good. It's a good watch.
It's a good watch. It's a good to, like, sit there and listen and, like, watch.
I think it's, like, 2 seasons right now. I think they have a 3rd season coming up.
Hey, let's go.
I don't know how much longer that show will go on for, but, like, I'm here for it all.
All right. So, I see you watch anime.
I do.
What is your favorite anime?
I don't know. I'd have to still throw my hat for Fullmetal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist, okay.
That's how I've done my head. I was hooked on that show. That was, like, my first real, like, well, because, I mean, I don't, people don't really consider, like, Avatar The Last Airbender as anime.
Yeah, it's more what they see it as is cartoon.
It's cartoon, like, slash, I say, like, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, that's what it was meant to be.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Exactly. I love that show. I got a tattoo of that show.
Do you word?
Yeah, I got a Fire Nation tattoo.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, dude. All right, it's fucking...
Hey. Right there. Hey, yo. Yeah. That's gangster.
A fucking... But as far as, like, anime go, dude, no, I fucking throw that because that had me so good. Demon Slayer is always a good one. Yeah. Tag on Titan was a good one. Fucking, there was this one anime I watched. It was called, like, Battleship Yamato.
Dude, Battleship Yamato was sick.
You know that one? Yes, sir. Dude, I haven't talked to another person that has known that show ever, bro. Dude,
that show was insane. Oh, I don't remember the characters because the last time I saw it, I was... fucking 13 and a half.
Yeah, dude, it's been a minute for me. I binged it one time, like, on a trip to New Mexico.
That's right.
Fucking, I caught it. I was watching it on my phone. I just binged it, like, the entire fucking series. Fucking, like, over, like, a course of, like, 4 days.
Dude,
I
was hooked on it. Yes.
And fucking, oh my gosh, dude. It was such a... I don't know why, dude.
It was intense. It was great. Like...
Them flying this World War II style battleship through space, just fucking shit up, getting in, like,
crazy battle.
Star Trek. It was like Star Trek and... but, like, yeah, a battleship, bro. Yeah, dude. It was lit, dude. I love that, bro. Yeah, what's another fucking good one? Space Dandy. I need to finish that.
I didn't watch Space Dandy.
It was funny, bro. I caught a lot of that. I need to go back and actually rewatch that one. So I shouldn't say I've watched it.
Okay.
I've seen a good amount. And it's funny. Space Dandy was a funny show.
Dude, I'm working on Naruto Shippuden right now.
Oh, I had a friend just fucking... He binged all that. I never watched Naruto or, like, Dragon Ball Z.
No.
They're so long now, dude. I don't even want to go through it. Like, my little brother's right now pushing through One Piece.
Oh,
they're all pushing through One Piece. I've never watched One Piece. I've watched, like, till the second season. But there's, like, 1,000-plus episodes.
And counting.
Yeah, and they're still going, so, like, I almost don't even want to, like, make the attempt to push.
They're at, like, 1,100 already.
Hold on,
I think I have it on Crunchyroll somewhere.
But I know they're only, like, 20 minutes apiece. Like, I almost want to start it, but I'm watching so many, like, I'm watching Rebels right now. I'm watching Star Wars Rebels.
Okay.
Because the Ahsoka series or movie, I can't remember. I think it's a series, right?
I think technically it's a movie series, but...
Oh, okay. Is it going to be like only like 6 episodes or something like that?
I think so.
Oh, it's going to be like the Kenobi series, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, because that's coming out. I know you need to know like the Rebels lore to understand like a lot of that stuff, like with Sabine. And fucking Hera. And like Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, you gotta go through it, man.
So yeah, I'm going through it. I'm almost done with it too.
Hell yeah.
I'm almost done with it. So like once that ends, if I really don't have anything else to watch, I might try to do a One Piece push because I know so many people doing it right now.
Dude.
Maybe. We'll see.
That's a lot. You're gonna stay up for like a week.
At least. But like with 20-minute episodes, like think about it. I could watch like when I'm getting ready for bed and stuff. That's like a 2-hour process because I'm like higher than a fucking giraffe's dick on an airplane. I don't know why that's what like my first thing. I'm higher than a whale.
Higher than a whale. Well, I mean, whales don't get that high, but dolphins do.
Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about what if a whale like looks down? He's at the very top of the ocean, looks down. Think how deep the ocean is. Do you ever think he just goes, "Damn, I'm really high"?
That's facts.
That's from Bert Kreischer.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was like from a Bert Kreischer bit. he was just like, "I'm higher than a whale." He's like, "Cause think about it. You ever think a whale is just at the top of the ocean, looks down, and goes, 'Whoa, I'm high as shit.'" he was like, "I'm high as Senator Socks." I fucking love Bert Kreischer, bro. Shout out to Bert Kreischer. Watch my podcast.
Hell yeah.
Please.
Do it.
Please.
Do it. Do it for the big homie. Do it for the big man. Come on.
He's a big man. He's the machine.
The machine. Yes, dude. Oh my god. I watched that episode over and over and over again because I loved the part when he went, "The machine.
The machine." Bro, the movie's coming out too. He has The Machine, the movie. I think it's like May 27th or something.
Dude.
If I got that right, bro, we're doing like a promo for Bert Kreischer right now. Go watch Bert Kreischer's movie, The Machine. Dude,
do it. And when it, like, put it in your calendars, like, right now.
Yeah. Shout out to Bert Kreischer again. In a moment for our sponsors. And we're back.
And we're back. It'd be like that. It'd be like that. Hey, but we're still living. We're still vibing. Still
always,
going.
Always. Always. Fucking. Hell yeah. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
I was gonna like totally mess you up with that.
Damn.
I was gonna sit there and be like pineapple, make you not sneeze.
Does that work? Pineapple? It does. You gotta say pineapple?
Pineapple.
Pineapple. I already fucking sneezed, so it's useless now.
Well yeah, it is useless now, but it would have been funny as hell because you'd have been like, hey man, where'd my sneeze go?
I would have just said thank you. You know there's like a chance of you dying every time you sneeze?
Really?
Yeah, something like that. It's like you sneeze hard enough, like you'd rupture like something in your brain and you just die. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now you know, every time you sneeze, bro, you're fucking with death. You're playing with death, dude. You're playing with it.
And
it's right there at your doorstep, bro, ready.
On some real shit, dude, I sneeze hard. I sneeze so hard.
Oh, Grizzy, better watch out,
dude,
bro.
I sneeze so hard one time, my back popped. I popped my back sneezing.
Are you really?
Really testing the limits, dog.
Nah, dude, you're okay. Your body knows your body. Your body's not trying to kill you.
Well, not yet.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess when you're old, your body just actively fucking you up.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're getting down with the sickness. I'm sorry, I had to.
That's great, bro. That's fucking great. Get up and fucking down with the sickness.
Yeah. Getting fucking metal with it, man.
Break your hip and fucking die already. Get up and look.
Oh my god. Good times, man.
Always.
Dude,
always,
it's always, bro, a vibe.
Always a vibe, man. Shit, dude. Man, what's something fucking that me and you could talk about that we just have like a crazy theory on?
Crazy theory?
I've been just thinking like I'm
do you believe in flat earth?
You fucking kidding me, bro? No.
No, all right then.
That's the
then we got something to talk about.
But you believe in a flat earth?
My homie does.
Oh, okay. I will smack that thought out of your head. There's no way it's a flat earth. Okay. Your homie actually does, or is he just saying that for
he actually believes that we live in a dome.
A dome?
A dome.
That's not like flat earth. That's like government like got us in a dome. We live in a simulator.
Oh yeah, that's facts, though. Yeah, simulation.
Did you just say that's facts?
It is facts.
That we're living in a simulation.
Think about it.
Do you think if you die you wake up?
No, see, that's the weird part, is that, so I've died before. I died before.
You've died?
My heart stopped for 3 minutes.
Did you see anything on the other side?
The most I can remember, it came back in, like, flashes over time.
Right.
The most I remember was, it felt like forever, but it was only a short amount of time. It felt like I was stuck in just like a box. It felt like I was just stuck. Couldn't move, couldn't breathe, couldn't nothing.
Like, what were you seeing?
It.
Like, it was just black?
Yeah, it was just dark. It was as if I was. Is like my, what I was seeing was as dark as those shades.
Black. Yeah, it was black.
It was just black. And for a moment, there was a small glimpse, like a tiny explode, like a, when, so you know how like cells and like radiation like rupture cells. On some like anatomy shit. No, okay, never mind.
So no, you go into it, man.
So it's pretty much a tiny explosion within your cell. So when radiation, there's like three different types. There's alpha, beta, and gamma radiation.
Okay.
So alpha radiation, you can hold up a piece of paper and it would block it. Hmm. Beta radiation, pretty much your clothes.
Okay.
Can block it out.
And the other one's like those big screens that they gotta hide behind?
Pretty much, it goes through everything.
The doctor, hey, this won't hurt you. Hides behind like a fucking 5-inch
lead. Yeah, hides behind a lead shield. with a... Yeah. Sit there and experiment on your ass.
So continue, though. And what do you think you saw?
So it was like... Like I said, it was like a tiny explosion. It was as if like a firecracker went off. Just a like burst. Like
the Big Bang.
Sort of like the Big Bang, like a collision of things.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. And like 3 days later, I was in the hospital. And when I came to, looked around...
What put you in the hospital, dude?
I don't remember. I don't remember what put me in the hospital.
That's crazy. Fuck. No, I...
So... It was as if I had, like, short-term and long-term memory loss. At the same time.
The doctors didn't tell you fucking what was wrong with you, none?
No, they say everything's fine.
Weird. But your heart stopped for 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
And they fucking revived you?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, everything's cool?
No, so they asked me, like, what happened? What caused this? And I looked at and I said, I don't know. I looked at them and was like, I have no idea. You're supposed to tell me that.
Damn. Yeah, for real.
They had
Doctor,
no...
Doctor, can you diagnose yourself? What?
Yeah, it's like, huh? Like, what can I do that you don't know?
Fucking run a blood test. Fucking let's go.
Right.
Yeah, damn.
They were like, so what caused this? There was nothing in this, there was nothing in that. This shouldn't have happened. And I was like, what am I supposed to tell you?
Yeah, damn. Fuck.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Trip to the great beyond.
Yeah, trip to the great beyond. And it was a split second of like you took one of these little Christmas lights and like popped it.
Yeah.
It That's what it looked like. It was just, and then I woke up. It was as if you had the feeling of falling in your sleep.
I had a guy tell me one time, fucking, he died, and before they revived him, he fucking was. He was like in the most beautiful area, like on a mountainside, and there's like a gorgeous lake, and he's like, I remember like this beautiful, just like, he's like, it was perfect. I was just chilling, like it was like my happy place. He's like, and then this giant bear walked up to me and said, it's not your time yet. And he's like, then I woke up. That's what he told me. And I was like, damn, bro. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that sounds lit, though. I was like, what if you died and you're just, like, in your happy place? But then, like, God was just like, hey, it's not your time yet. Bro. You're going back yet.
Go back.
You're going back. They got you. They're getting you back. And he's like, then, yeah, you woke up. I know, like, my Uncle Bill fucking got revived one time. And he said, I don't know. I'm fucking... Because he's the only one that told us, but it's like he said he like floated up and he saw them like doing the surgery on him. Is that when he woke up, he told them exactly what they did, and then he was like accurate. Like in the, yeah, it was weird.
Oh wow.
Yeah, some nuts shit, bro. Some crazy shit. Who knows?
Dude, I mean, maybe it's different for everybody, man.
I don't know, man. Who knows, man? It's the last great journey we get to take, dude. It's fucking death.
Yeah.
That last unknown journey we all gotta embark on.
Yeah. Some of us are afraid of it, others are not.
There's no point in being afraid of it.
Well, man. Yeah.
It's gonna come no matter what. You could do everything in your power, you're not gonna stop it.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the best thing to do is just live a good life, live a happy life for when that time comes, man, that you can go into it like, you know what, I'm ready. Yeah. Like, you know what, I fucking
sended it.
Yeah, I vibed. I gave good energy. I got good energy back. I fucking chilled. I fucking loved. Yeah. I fucking lost. I tried for it. I chased my dreams. I fucking gave it all. You know what? I'm ready to figure out what's on the other side.
Dude, it's like a leap of faith.
Yeah, dude. It's a leap of faith. If you got your faith, if you're religious, if you believe in all sorts of, that's your chance to find out if you were right or wrong.
Fuck around and find out.
That was the scariest, like, thing, bro, because, like, you know, faith is, like, dude, I feel like I've talked about faith a bunch of times, like, but, dude, like, I don't know, you die, and next thing you know, you find out you were following the wrong religion, you're like,
Yeah, and you're like, well.
Because some of these hells sound terrible. Like, what, the Mormon hell? There's like seven layers of it.
Yep.
I think, like, I don't know the Chinese religion, really. It's not all just Buddhist, but there's stuff about, like, I've seen some of their movies. Those hells look crazy. Like, we all die, we end up in, like, oh, man, they were right. Yeah. And we're in some weird hell.
Yeah. Or like, Lucifer, where you get your own personal hell.
Yeah, bro. Reminds me of a joke. Fucking, yeah, a guy dies and goes to hell, right? And the devil greets him. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to let you choose your punishment. He's like, okay. He's like, so there are three doors. You're going to pick which door you want to spend eternity in. He opens up the first door, and it's just a bunch of people standing in shit. They're all just standing, like, waist-high shit. They're all just standing there. And he fucking, like, gross. He fucking closes the door. He goes to the second door, and he opens it. And fucking, there's, like, a bunch of people just getting mauled by, like, dogs and like lions and tigers,
just getting destroyed,
bro. And he's like, "Oh fuck no!" Close the door. Fucking, he opens the third door, and it's like a bunch of people fucking just getting like beat, whipped, and fucking like Roman soldiers fucking just like stabbing people, like brutalizing. He's like, "Oh fuck no!"
He's like,
"You know what, dude? I'll take door one. I can stand in shit for the rest of my life. I don't want to go through that shit." So he goes in, fucking. You know, gets in the shit, but he's like, yeah, no, this ain't bad. This smells, ugh. And then a fucking whistle goes, boop, boop. All right, break's over. Back on your heads.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's... Spend an eternity just drowning in shit, bro.
Drowning in shit. I would have taken the Roman stabbing me constantly.
I know, dude. Imagine it just getting in your mouth and shit.
Ugh. Gnarly, bro.
Terrible. I know.
Dude, that's like, I feel like that's worse than being stabbed by a Roman.
Oh yeah,
I'd rather be just beat up.
I'd be like, at least I don't have shit in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. And the people who are down for that.
Oh, like the people like in there, like pooping on chests and
dude,
shit.
Dude, like weird. Like... it's all bad.
I threw up during Two Girls, One Cup. The first time I saw that, dude. I was in ITB. I was in the holding platoon. I was in guard, bro. And I remember I was on guard duty. We're guarding the like kids that were getting kicked out.
Right.
It was like a holding platoon. Holy shit. We had to like guard them and shit. And fucking, I remember some kid would like made a reference to like Two Girls, One Cup. And I was like, yeah. I've never fucking seen that. They're like, what? You've never seen that? And of course, us all being Marines, we're like, fuck, oh, I'll pull it up. I gotta show them.
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck it. I guess this is the day, like, I popped my Two Girls, One Cup cherry.
Right.
Fucking, I watched it. I watched it all. And I fucking threw up, bro. Especially, well, when she spit the shit into the other girl's mouth.
Yeah. All bad.
I went to the trash can and just threw up a little bit. I finished the video, of course, because I'm not a pussy.
Right.
But I definitely threw up. I definitely threw up a little. Yeah. And I had nothing in my stomach. It was the bottom of my stomach shit. It was gross.
Fucking God, this got weird, man.
As is normally how these podcasts go, man. They fucking...
It's okay, though. I'm a weird person.
It's, hey, man. I'm getting weird by the day, I swear, dude. I don't know. I'm just vibe. I just be vibing. I don't know.
That's life, man.
Life, man. We're all weird.
We're all weird in our own ways, man. And props to people who are the weirdest.
No, not props to the people who are the weirdest. Well, sometimes weird can be like bad.
Yeah.
What are you eating humans? That's weird. That's bad weird.
That's bad weird.
Exactly.
I'm talking about like good weird.
What's good weird? I don't know. What's the top tier good weird?
That's bars, but honestly, I don't know. We'd have to find that person.
The most that one dude, the dissexy guy. He's the most interesting man in the world. He's top tier weird.
Top tier weird.
He's out there in orgies and shit, bro. In the jungle, bro.
Man's going full send, bro.
Planting his seed in natives and fucking jumping off waterfalls naked. Fucking hand gliding with squirrels. Fucking, he trained a whole bunch of monkeys to do
that's
jazz music,
bro. That's top tier weird, bro.
He fucking travels the world drinking Dos Equis and fucking bitches, bro.
Hell yeah.
That man wearing fucking silk suits while he's fucking in Cambodia, bro. Just fucking, you know, skydiving with a polar bear. And you ask why? Because he's the most interesting man in the world.
That's interesting.
Made a whole monologue for this dude right now.
Dude, of course. We always gotta shout people out. We just shout it.
Shout out to the Dos Equis guy.
I feel like we're just doing promos for this.
We're just doing promos the entire podcast, bro.
I don't know. Our minds are bouncing from topic to topic.
That's just flowing, my dude. I'm gonna add more fucking lime to my fucking mix.
A little strong there, bud.
No, I just like lime.
No, that's fair. That's a fair point.
I like lime, even. Dude. I do. I like lime more than I think I like lemon.
Yeah, I'm the same way, honestly. Yeah, I like lemon. Definitely more than lemon.
Yeah. Well, I even like sometimes, you know, just a glass of water. You just put a little bit of lime juice in a glass of water.
Yes, sir.
Yummy.
So it's a non-alcoholic martini.
Well, except water and lime.
Water and lime, but hey, it's man, actually
that's a virgin martini right there.
Technically. You put a little mint piece on it and there you go.
I feel like there's a lot more in a martini than just fucking...
No, it's gin and something else, I think. I don't know. I think it's like a clear or... You know, it's definitely a clear alcohol.
Oh, man. Hey, Siri. What's in a martini? Okay, take your time. Gin and Vermont. A martini is a cocktail made with gin and Vermont and garnished with an olive or a lemon twist.
Yep.
The more you know, guys. I bet everyone already knew that. I was probably the only motherfucker that didn't.
Yep. I mean, I kind of half knew it. I didn't, like, know it all the way.
Missed more the than I knew.
I get, yeah. But
dude.
I'm also an alcoholic.
Oh, I just thought that meant I like to have a good time.
Hell yeah. Good times for a long time.
Cheers to that.
Fuck yeah.
Until we have liver failure. Just kidding.
What about the fail?
Nothing.
Oh.
No, only good vibes. Only good vibes. I said until we have liver failure.
Oh, well, that's true.
Never drink too much. Yes.
Yeah. Keep it to a limit. Know
responsible
your
with your drinking.
Yeah.
Gosh,
people.
Let's get fucked up tonight.
You know, I'm going to plead the fifth on that accusation. No.
I'm dead.
Do you know what pleading the fifth is?
Yeah, you don't want to talk. Yeah. You're not going to say shit, bro. Of course I know what pleading the fifth is.
My fault,
man.
Bro.
I've had to use it.
Oh? You know what? Let's not talk about that topic. Good vibes, remember?
That's not a bad vibe. No. I've had my favorite run-in with the law.
I feel it. Just the Bad Boys theme.
That was fucking Western. Bad Boys is bad boys. What you gotta
do? I thought you were doing
just when I'm younger, bro, but I've never been like out of prison or nothing. I've never been like neither booked.
That's
been like arrested.
I've never been arrested.
But fucking, I've been pulled over. I didn't like anything. I mean, like, clearly, I was able to join the Marine Corps and shit and fucking serve my 4 years and shit.
Facts.
So, not like I did anything crazy. I mean, I did. There's some things I was surprised I got away with, my guy. But, like, I just believe God was looking out. Like, God was like, dude, you fucking up, but I got you. You know, like.
He was like, hey, man. He's like, I see what you're doing, but I'm going to save you this time.
Yeah, no, he's done that a few times. I swear, each time he's just like, really, dude, again? Come on, bro.
He's like, how many times?
He's like, this one was kind of funny, though, so I'm going to give you this one.
I'm going to give you a pass.
He just gets me back, dude. He got me back by stationing me in 29 Palms. He knew I hated that place. He knew I never wanted to go back. Yeah. He fucking put me there for 4 years.
That's what happens, man. He's like, hey, this is so you can learn, yeah, understand.
I don't know, man. Universe was out to get me on that one.
That's how it be, man. The universe be out to get everybody at some point.
Yeah. I feel like we just call it like universe, creator, God.
Right.
But we're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
We're all talking about the same guy, I think. Or whatever. I don't know. I wonder what it would be like to really be like an atheist, an actual atheist, someone that really doesn't believe in anything after this. Like, do you like? Does that really fulfill your life? I wonder if like, I don't know, like because they're all about living on this earth. So does that really make them like really experience the moment? Because they truly don't believe in anything. I feel like there's no way they don't like aren't curious. Like they're like, nah, there's probably maybe like some kind of thing out there.
Yeah, there's something out there. Something,
exactly. I think it's time to change the battery. Hell yeah.
That's how
mics don't fucking stop, so we're still on.
Dude, full send.
Yeah, we're on. Way. I just gotta change the battery. But like, I don't know. I feel like that'd be a kind of cruddy way to live, you know?
Yeah.
Just like really not believing anything else after here. Hey, I respect everyone's belief. Like, don't get me wrong. If that's how you want to live, hell yeah, dude. Live in the moment. Do whatever you want to do. Fuck yeah. Me personally, I like the idea that there's something after this. Some like other journey. Something cool to look forward to, you know?
Yeah, something to keep feeling like you're alive, you know? Something to think and like be able to be free after this life, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like you gotta be able to find peace somehow. You gotta be able to find your happy place, you know, your place of wisdom or joy or whatever, you know what I mean? Like it's something that sits there in your mind as your safe spot, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You gotta be able to find peace. And like, no disrespect to the atheist, man, but like he said, I feel like that's a cruddy way to live. I feel like it's a cruddy lifestyle. I feel like, well, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, yeah. I mean, I hope everyone finds happiness in life and whatever they choose and decide. But like, yeah, I personally don't understand that. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be hard for me to try and wrap my head around
a lot of viewpoints I don't understand, man. I just don't know why everyone can't just kick it, bro. Very hippie kind of mindset, but
very hippie kind of mindset. Very hippie kind of mindset. Love the hippie mindset because.
But like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm all about fucking shit up too. All about,
yeah,
fucking,
we all have
like
our time.
I mean, I got like fucking. I did my fucking time in the infantry, man. Yeah. Even though I was a peacetime corps, like I'm all about fucking picking up, defending a country. You know, the war's just fuck yeah, let's get down.
Right.
Fucking, if someone fucking breaks into your house, blow the motherfucker head off or some shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like so like I'm a hippie, but like I'm a marine mindseted hippie vibing, drifting through the galaxy, chilling like a villain. I don't fucking know mindset. Dude, I make it up as I go, honestly, bro. That's how I live. Making it up as I go. It's just worked out really well so far.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's how you do it, man. Live it. It's called flying by the seat of your pants.
I'm just floating, bro.
Floating. I'm just a
floating island, man.
Yeah, sir. Floating island. Floating island podcast.
Shout out to my own podcast, Floating Island, that you're listening to right now. Let's take a moment for our sponsors. And we're back.
And thank you all for watching and listening to us.
Dude, I gotta start posting these to YouTube. You know, I thought, you know, I have like three I could do that. You know, fuck it. This is gonna be the one. I'm gonna be the one I'm gonna start posting these to YouTube. Fuck yeah.
Do it.
I will. Dude. I need to.
Set that dream a high.
I need to start putting these
on YouTube.
I'll
be your first subscriber. Say less.
Bet. I'll let you know. I'll edit up this fucking weekend. I got some studio time tomorrow. Fucking. Gotta get better at music. My first attempt song, Get there was but we'll get there.
Gotta keep.
I'm just having a good time,
keep
dude. I'm
swimming,
just having so
dog.
Much. Dude, I'm having so much fun in life, man. I'm just having such a blast, bro. Everything's just, you know, fucking sunshine and rainbows.
Sunshine and rainbows, fucking unicorns and pots of gold.
Fuck yeah! That almost reminds me. You ever watched the movie? What was it? Movie 41. I think it was 41 or 42. Movie 42. I think I'm saying that right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, you never watched that movie. You need to watch it. I'm gonna make sure I'm doing right. Oh yeah, dude. You see? Did you like the Dune movie?
The new one. Or the old one?
Movie 43. Wow, it's one off. Saying 42, but movie 43. If you've never watched movie 43, you gotta watch it. It's like one of the funniest movies ever. It's like a bunch of skits. They're all fucked up. They're all funny as shit. Fucking dude, I'll show you one. We'll watch one real quick. Dude,
hell
I got
yeah.
You. Fucking, because I'll just fucking attach it up here for everyone else to fucking see while we watch it as well. But this is funny as fuck. Let's see how you react to this. This is like one of the funniest fucking scenes ever, bro. What were we just talking about that made me think of this movie?
Fuck. Shit. Sorry, my bad
for that. Oh, good, but I'm gonna show you this scene anyways. You know, after these nice ads and shit.
Yeah.
Can you see it good?
Yes, I can.
I just set up this TV to fucking be my, like, YouTube thing. Wait, and do some...
Kevin's upstairs doing his homework right now. I'm sure he'd love to talk to you guys about it.
Wait, so you homeschool your son, but he still gets homework?
It's just funny as fuck.
It's very important to us that Kevin has a normal and complete high school experience.
Written assignments are to be done in black ink, not green, or blue, or pink. When are you going to get that through your thick skull, Mr. Morris?
Oh, no.
That's a detention.
Should be. Should what?
Bro.
The... Yo. The disrespect. Oh my god! And it's his parents.
Movie 43 homeschooling scene.
It must be an awful lot of work for you guys, though. Oh, sure, there is.
I think we've put together a pretty comprehensive plan that provides Kevin with every important adolescent experience. Socializing with other kids.
Oh, yes.
Why didn't the parents throw the high school party?
Dude, the dad. Hey, I know, dude, it's so bad.
He's kicked out of his parents throw a high school party and he's not even invited. Not even invited.
That's traumatizing, yo.
Dude.
Oh.
There's another scene. I don't know why they didn't show this. There's another scene. Maybe that's like
the censored version.
The censored version, bro. Because there's a scene. It's because that was only like the first part of it, dude. I knew they didn't finish it because there's another cringy part of that fucking thing that you're gonna fucking question just your sanity. Not even your sanity. You're just gonna be like, imagine. It's his fucking mom.
Emily and Kara said we should go all the way.
This movie is just the funniest and cringiest shit ever.
Oh no!
Just wait, dude.
No, don't.
Just wait, dude.
Don't let it get worse.
It gets so much worse.
Oh god, please don't.
And he's like, you see like him, oh this. Don't tell Jeff or any of those guys, but I just wanted to say that if I did like guys, you'd totally be the kind of guy that I'd like.
Yo, what the? Dude, oh my god. Oh my god. I can't do it, man. I would punch him in the face.
How, dude? Your parents, bro, they've been traumatizing you probably for your entire fucking life.
Dude, from birth, homie.
He was only 12 when he first told them he wished he'd never been born. They're like, let's see what this kid looks like. Kevin, this is Sean and Claire. They moved into the house three doors down. Oh, the Yeager's old place. Great, yeah. I'm Kevin. Pleased to meet you. Welcome to the neighborhood. Nice to meet you, too. That's so polite. I'm heading out. A bunch of us are going to meet up at the Green. Ooh, the Green. And, yes, I finished my homework. Oh, and Jen and I are going to catch a movie afterwards, so I won't be home until late. Oh, that's fine. Just make sure you say hello from us. Dude. It's his mom's face on it. Hello, Jen. Hello, Mrs. Miller. I'm a pretty girl. I'm good.
Yeah. Homie, I am dumbfounded by that.
Right.
Yo, that is some weird.
You need to watch that movie, bro.
I gotta watch the movie, but like, what the fuck?
Now that's some top tier weird.
That's top tier bad weird.
You think that was bad weird,
bro? That was total incest. Exactly,
like, yeah, but like, yeah, think about it. It was created to make you cringe like that.
Okay, that's fair.
You gotta think about it. It was not like a real person doing that stuff. Like now, right. If you go find like a documentary about like a parent that did that to, oh my gosh, there probably is a documentary about some parents that did that shit to their kid.
Yeah, that's not.
There are probably some people that really be doing that shit.
Really bad.
We live in a fucked up kind of world.
Sometimes.
Yeah, big time. It just got dark real quick. We're just like,
real damn. Quick. Damn, downhill.
Dude. Yeah, bro. Fuck.
So we'll just edit this out later.
Hell no. I'm 100% real all the time, baby. I'm here. Fuck you. No, I'm not kidding. Don't fuck you. No. I love you.
No. Respect.
I love you.
Respect, no.
Hey, give me a moment with me and my fans.
All right.
Moment over.
Moment. Over.
I do this for you.
We do it because we like to.
That's all I do this for. I love doing this shit, man, dude. Like, think about it, dude. Just this conversation with you, bro, has been a fucking blast and a half already.
Dude, from the start.
From the get-go, dude. It's just fun, dude. It's just a hangout, dude. That's all this is, bro. We're just hanging out, having a good time. Two buds, just talking, bro. Yeah. This is exactly what it would be like if we were just sitting out on the patio smoking a blunt.
Exactly, and dude. And fucking spitting bars.
Yeah, dude. We did hit some pretty fucking...
pretty fire bars.
That was pretty fire.
It's all right. Next time it'll be on a podcast.
No, we'll fucking step in the studio, bro. We'll just lay down some heat together.
We'll lay down some heat, drop a song, maybe. We'll think about it.
We'll do a podcast and promote it.
Hey, there you go.
We'll promote ourselves, man, we'll this time. Instead of everyone else, bro. Shout out to the world.
Shout out to the world. Come on, man. You guys are supposed to watch this. Y'all love us. Come on.
Y'all love us?
Y'all love us.
This is the first episode we've ever done together. So they haven't gotten the chance to love us yet. But now that you're watching this, now you love us. Now you're hooked.
You're vibing with the bear.
Speaking of which, grizzly.
Yes, sir. But so back to the start of it, the where I got the name Grizzly from is,
holy fuck, I totally forgot we were on that shit. Go for it, man. Where did you get this Grizzly from?
So the name developed over time from high school to my adult years now. By the way, I'm 21. If y'all are wondering, 21.
Hell yeah. Single as a Pringle, too, and ready to mingle.
Yes, sir. Wait, what? Ready to mingle? I got my own problems to deal with. I don't need somebody else's yet.
Fuck that shit. You got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Facts. Facts.
Hell yeah, but dude, that's not. Life is simple. Remember, we're the ones that make it complicated.
We do make it complicated.
We gotta fucking just kick it, man. You can find a chick to just vibe with, man. Maybe not a relationship, but you can find some cool chicks to vibe with. Get your head scratched. Maybe some back scratches, too.
Maybe.
But maybe catch a cool movie, you know?
Yeah.
Couple kisses.
But so, when I was in high school, they called me Big Boy Barnes.
Big Boy Barnes. What's your actual name?
My actual name is Sebastian.
Sebastian Barnes?
Yep.
Fucking sounds like a fucking that Winter Soldier dude.
It's actually Bucky Barnes.
Yeah. That's what it was, Bucky Barnes, yeah. Isn't the guy's actual name Sebastian though?
I think
so. Actors?
I think so.
Fucking Winter Soldier over here,
bro. Dude, doppelganger. No, I'm kidding. That man is so much better looking than I am.
Yo, don't knock yourself down, bro. You a good looking guy. You out here, bro. You fucking slaying pussy. I know you are.
On who's it kid? No.
We're going to go to the bonfire and all them girls are going to line up to be like, I want some grizzly dick.
Dude, if it were like that.
I just want to go see a fight tonight.
No, I can't talk about it.
Why?
Because what's the number one rule?
Oh, Fight Club. Oh, that's what you're telling me. No, if there was one of those, man, I need to get invited, bro. So pass that on the down low, you know what I'm saying?
Pass it on the DL, got you.
Yeah, dude, I wanna watch this shit. Something like Never Back Down type shit, bro.
Dude, yes, dude, Never Back Down.
These fires be crazy, dude, because I'd be going there just like, I think I've gone like a handful of times, like an actual like 4 or 5 times I've actually gone to these bonfires because of fucking Dakota and Noah, they were tight, bro. I had them on, like, I've had some people on, so I'll every once in a while I'll go down there, just say what's up to them, fucking see how they doing, see how they're living. I'm fucking, anytime I go down there, I'll just be going down there, I'll just have a couple blunts on me, fucking always got the weed.
Always got
that fire, bro, dude. And then fucking, yeah, dude, anytime I'm there, I always see someone get knocked the fuck out. Or fucking, like we were saying, yeah, girls getting finger blasted and fucking some weird shit, bro.
Yeah,
Weird little groups go there, bro, and there's always so random people. And some Walmart-looking people there, too.
Yep.
Some mixture of just alcohol and weirdness.
Alcohol and weirdness. But sometimes the weirdness gets along.
Sometimes it's a vibe. Sometimes it's... Hey, dude, maybe us vibing... We're putting good energy in the world now this night. Fucking it's Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
And it's Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, people. Dude, I just remembered that, bro.
Dude, what's crazy
maybe it'll be a good vibe then. Or people are just going to get way too fucked up. It could go either way, I will be there for it all.
And it'll be glorious.
So good. So good. It'll be so good. I don't know. Maybe I'll get finger blasted by the fire.
Gosh.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want either of my holes, anything going into either of them.
No, that's an exit.
Any of my holes are no penetration. Only. Yes. Yeah. Exit only. Absolutely. Wow. I'm way too high for this right now, bro. I'm fucking visualizing too much, dude.
Seeing shit.
Dude, I was at a rave one time, dude, and some dude definitely scooped my ass one time, dude. It was like a little group of furries, too, man. They were making their way through the van. The crowd were all tripping, dude. They looked like they were on one, too. Like they had cowbells, and like one was a cow, one was like a dog, you know, like the dude was panting, like they were committed to their roles, bro. But dude, they were walking past me, and like they're like, you know, bumping, you know how fucking raves, you're all super close,
yeah,
you're
all super trying to close, let these people vibing.
Go. It was like fucking 10 of them, and fucking one of them, dude, was like a gimp or something, and fucking just scooped my butt cheek as walking past. And I was just like, whoa! And I looked, and they all fucking going by, I was like, what the fuck? And fucking, I was like, is that a compliment? Is that a fucking, I'm like... Shit, bro.
Yeah, like, what
weird,
the hell is
weird
that?
Weird shit, man. I was like, yeah, it was funny, though. Funny,
yeah, hilarious. So where Grizzly came from is, I'm Native American.
Oh, shit.
I'm Mexican and Native American. I'm not full-blood Native, at least I don't think, because I haven't had a DNA test.
Yeah, but you got something, yeah.
But my great-great-grandfather is Chief Cawthorn of the Blackfoot Indian tribe.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah, from Minnesota, I think it is.
Yeah, that's fire, dude.
And
do a blood test, man. Dude, find out like all your ancestor shit, bro. That'd
I want
sick,
to,
bro.
Man.
Do it. Send that shit. That'd be cool.
I think it's like $100 for I can't remember the name of it, but it's a DNA test and it goes back like centuries, like at least a century.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sick, dude. I'd do it.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to save up the money to get that DNA test. And
fuck yeah, dude. I know my grandma had to do that, dude, because I have a fucking, believe it or not, I'm fucking related from Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, word?
Fucking Stonewall Jackson, Andrew Jackson, all that bloodline. Fucking, I'm pretty sick. Like, my grandma had to do all the fucking blood tests and stuff like that.
Right.
And get all that. I was fucking pretty fire, bro. I was like, oh, shit. That's crazy. That fucking our bloodline go all that way back.
Yeah, my bloodline's connected with John F. Kennedy, too.
I think it was, like, Benjamin Franklin's, like, sister or something.
Yeah,
it was like something, sister that, something. Like, that's in my tree, like, in my line. It was, like, fucking the sister. It wasn't fucking Martha. It was fucking Washington's wife. Yeah. I was trying to think of her name. I can't fucking remember. But shit. Yeah, that was kind of cool. Fucking ancestry shit. And also, though, then you kind of think, like, is this actually accurate? I was like, but if it is, that's pretty banger, bro. I get my family tree, like, framed.
Fire with the family tree. Or like get it tatted, bro.
No, I'm not gonna dedicate I already have an idea for my back. Yeah. I'll get there eventually, dude. I mean, I ain't any time to go get tattoos. I need to. I miss getting inked up.
I have this.
I'm pretty covered. Pretty covered inside this hoodie, man. But I have like 14 right now.
I wish, man. I wish I had money for that. Be broke sometimes, you know, paying bills.
Fucking, yeah, get on the grind, man.
For real.
Grind, bro. What are you trying to do, man? What are you trying to do in life, dude?
Honestly, I'm working to become an armed guard.
An armed guard. Hell yeah, dude. That's fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working my way up to be a...
That was fine. Let it chill for a sec.
Armed security officer.
Hell yeah. Fucking... Yeah, dude. That's what you want to do. I always kind of wanted to do. I always thought it would have been a fun side gig to have. Be a museum guard. Night of the Museum. I know nothing crazy like that shit gonna happen, but like...
If it did,
I'd be there for it. But I always thought it'd be interesting, dude. Like, and I also thought it'd be like the easiest job in the world. You just be walking around this museum, make sure no one stole. And during the whole time, I'd be totally reading these exhibits. Yeah. You'd have all this, like, you'd be learning all this. And museums are always changing, bro. You just learn a bunch of shit throughout the course.
You know,
you just pick up this side gig, bro. Just be like, I'm going to be a guard for a few months. Yep. And just fucking learn the shit out of a museum.
And get paid to do it.
Exactly. Imagine, like, some aerospace museum. You're just learning all this shit, bro. Just walking around.
You could become an engineer.
Super knowledgeable. No, you couldn't become that. You'd have to go to school for that shit, bro.
No, if you think about it. If you went to an like Air and Space Museum and you read everything like from the manuals to how they were built, you could build that shit yourself. Sure, you'd have to have some sort of math whiz with you too.
No, you'd have to go through a lot of school for that shit, dude. They spend like fucking 10 years of schooling to do all that shit, bro. There's no way you're gonna learn with being a museum guard.
Hey,
if that was the way, bro, all the museum guards would be fucking building rocket ships and shit, bro.
Flying to space,
being fucking archaeologists, and bro, they'd be fucking learning all this shit and then becoming fucking masters, like, of all that. Oh, no, it ain't happening. You could learn a lot of cool knowledge. You could come on a podcast and spit some knowledge, but like, did you know that in 18, blah, 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 they did this and did that?
Right.
This, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that'd be sick. That'd be a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. Be
like, yeah. What time do you say these fucking bonfires start again?
So they start, depending on the day, they'll start at 8.
What was the Cinco de Mayo day?
Cinco de Mayo day?
Well, your friends going, or your normal crew going to that shit tonight?
Some of them, yeah. Are they already there? I think so. It's about 9 o'clock, so yeah.
Damn. You want to fucking start heading over there?
Dude, let's send
see
it.
Some fights. I love this episode. This is a fucking great ass episode.
Fire episode, bro.
This is like a fucking solid vibe. I loved it. I gotta get on this YouTube run, fucking post that shit.
Hell yeah.
I'll get on that. This is on YouTube, and you're watching it on YouTube. I did it. I posted it. You're watching it right now.
He posted it, and it's got 100,000 likes.
Oh, that'd be sick.
100,000 likes.
That'd be cool. That'd be pretty fire, man. Right off the bat, man.
Hell yeah.
I know it's going to be a long journey, a lot of hard work. I'm just here for it all, dude. I'm just making it up as I go.
A lot of long weekends.
Hey, shoot for the moon, bro. No, it's fucking aim for the moon, and if you miss it, just kick it with the stars, bro.
Yes, sir.
Always just kick
yes,
it,
yes, sir. I might quote you on that.
Do it, bro. Do it, man. Fucking just be like, yo, as Zach says, bro, Mr. Floating Island himself, aim for the moon. And if you miss it, just kick it with the stars. I got another one for you. This is probably my favorite one. I got like, actually, I'll save it. I'll tell you in private. I always kind of want to patent this saying, bro. I'll tell you. I made it up when I was high, bro. I'll tell you in a sec, bro. Keep everyone awesome. On edge and want to hear this shit, bro. When I patent it, I'll put it on like a hoodie or something, bro. But it'll be sick. It'll be fire. It'll be awesome. All right, guys. I think we fucking out of this bitch. Yo, Grizzly, it was fucking awesome having you. Oh, wait. Did we ever finish? So how did you end up getting Grizzly?
So I got bigger through football in high school.
Yeah.
And started growing facial hair. My hair got really long.
You started looking like a grizzly bear,
Started to look like a grizzly bear.
Grizzly is a pretty fire nickname to have, dude.
Yeah, man.
It could be a lot worse.
It's because of the scruffy beard.
My homie, fucking shout out to Huffman, bro. Fucking, his name's Dalton, but they called him Tat. He was chunky. He was my roommate in the Marine Corps, and he was a chunky boy when he was fucking little. And they called him Fatty Tatty. You could have had a nickname like that. Grizzly's fire, bro.
Yeah,
there you go. You got to grow the hair out. You got to get an afro, bro. Dude. You got to get a bigger afro, dude. Kind of almost looks Samoan a little bit. I'm going to lie. I can see it. But I can see the Mexican Native American blood in you. Yeah, dude. I can see the football. You should have fucking played football like in college or some shit.
I played football in high school, and my high school career ended because my knees got blown out.
Oh, damn.
Blew my, ACL, my meniscus in both knees.
That's a great fucking word, meniscus.
Meniscus.
Great. Well, dude, shit.
Fire episode, guys.
Yeah, dude, this is a fire see episode. We were starting to get back into something. But fuck it, yeah. Let's go hit this bonfire. I want to see some fighting. I want to see some love making. I want to see all of it. I want to cry.
I want to
feel
laugh.
Alive. I want to laugh. I want to die. I want to just all of it.
All of it.
All of it. I'm there for it all, guys. Well, hey, as always, I hope you guys continue just to keep on living your guys' best life. Just know that fucking life is easy, and it's us that complicate it, and just, it's us that complicate it, and fucking, I don't know, man, just vibe on.
Just catch the vibe, man.
Just catch the vibe. I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys next time.